Okay, everybody, we are back.
Get back. We didn't even plan that.
No, we didn't. That was very good. Get back.
See how in sync we are? Aren't we cute?
Yeah, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. And like I mentioned before the break, if at any time you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. Ty will be happy to take your call and discuss anything that you want to discuss.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. I think we even mentioned that if you had a wart on your ass, that he would be happy to talk to you.
We will talk about it. You can send me pictures.
Send us all pictures. That'll be fun. Let's see. Ty, let me ask you this. How long do you think sharks live?
Too long.
I'm going to say 60 years.
You know what? That's a very good answer. But... And that might be for most species of sharks. However, at her recent death, a female Greenland shark was nearly 400 years old.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
392, making her the longest-lived vertebrate on record.
Wow.
Well, Jesus.
Who knew they could live that long?
Yeah. How did they know?
Well, I'm going to tell
they
you.
Asked
they
her.
Cut it open and look at the rings? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. What?
It says the charcoal-colored... that's good. The charcoal-colored fish was swimming the North Atlantic while Rembrandt was turning out selfies and the Pilgrims were settling Plymouth, Massachusetts. In the 1930s, a Danish researcher tagged several hundred of these sharks and discovered that they grow less than half an inch per year, suggesting it would take centuries for them to reach their maximum length of about 22 feet.
Boom.
So that's what they're basing it on. And they do carbon dating of their eyeballs. How that works, I have no
idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. It says that the shark's anti-aging secret remains something of a mystery, though it's believed their frigid habitat slows down biological process. So... I guess
that's
combination.
Why women are such bitches.
Well,
the frigid bitches.
I thought I had a picture of this thing. It's not. It's not a normal looking shark. It looks like a big. I don't know, it's weird
what,
looking.
What?
It, I don't know what I did with it.
Big alien or something.
What are you trying to say? It doesn't look like Jaws.
No, it doesn't look like that, and it's got a different kind of tail. You know, it's got like a long tail, like a shark, but it doesn't have like the tall fin on the back, and it's
the dorsal fin.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it. You could tell it's a shark, but it just I don't know. It's kind of
it's just dorky looking.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's got like the big teeth or anything like that.
Oh well,
so it's a fish.
Well, it's 392 years old. Who's got teeth at that age?
Exactly.
Yeah,
gave up on itself a long time ago.
Well, this whole thing,
let it go.
This whole thing got me thinking about other animals that live, you know, long lifespans. And I've got some here. The Artica islandica, and it's an ocean quahog, which is like a clam, lives anywhere from 405 to 507 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The bowhead whale lives anywhere from 177 to 245 years.
Mm.
Eels a lot of times live over 150 years.
Forever.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Because they're gross.
Mm-hmm. The Tua terrace lizard, anywhere from 100 to 200 years. The Galapagos giant tortoise, 190 years. Koi fish, you know, like you see in the pond, those Japanese koi fish, they can live over 200 years.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really?
Mm.
Seems like you always see them floating somewhere.
Yeah, well,
maybe it's
maybe that's
after 200
years
old. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they export them.
It's a macaws. They can live anywhere from 80 to 100 years. The Asian elephant, about 86 years. And some breeds of horses can live anywhere from 25 to 62 years. So that's pretty amazing. I wonder what it is about these animals that give them such a long life. Where, you know, I mean, what, humans tap out on average around 70, right?
80s.
80s, 70s, 80s.
I think our life expectancy now. Yeah. Well, and
but
like
what is it about them? Are they aliens? Are they truly aliens?
Like maybe it's like the diet.
Well, yeah, I was
probably
yeah,
got a lot to do with it.
Part of it. But like dogs, the bigger the dog,
right,
the shorter the lifespan.
Yeah, but I mean, some of these animals are massive.
Are huge.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Very, it's very interesting.
It is
though.
Interesting that a creature I mean, what, this clam? Now, 500 years?
Do they physically age like people?
Well, that shark, I wish I don't know where the picture went. It looked like an old shark.
Other than not having its teeth.
It looked like an old shark.
Was it wrinkly?
He was not spry.
You know, had a hip replaced and
some scars.
The picture had the shark and a diver, and he was like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Get out of my lawn.
Yeah.
A couple sharks, hundred years ago, when I had my teeth,
they don't have
bitten
bones,
your leg right
so,
off.
You know, they're all cartilage, so there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
All the cartilage is gone.
Right.
He's just jello floating around.
Mm. No teeth.
Here's a list of things that Mom gave me earlier in the week that are kind of interesting, slightly weird, and fun.
Huh.
Do we want to hear this?
Because I'm interesting, slightly weird, and fun.
Ty, did you know that movie popcorn costs more per ounce than filet mignon? Isn't that fun?
I would believe that.
Stephanie, how much do you weigh?
Enough.
Okay.
A number.
Mm-hmm. If I were to take you to Finland and join the wife-carrying world championships, if I won...
You'd get probably 125 pints of beer.
I'd get your weight in beer. Yeah. Did you know that researchers have found that swearing, when in pain... may release pain-killing endorphins.
Yes.
Always seems to work for me.
Yeah.
Seems to do the trick.
It works well for you.
Yeah.
It also helps me fix things.
Right.
Yeah. It coerces them properly.
It says, when Boris Yeltsin met President Clinton back in 1995, his first question was, do you think OJ did it?
That was funny.
Yeah. Ty, if you were wondering where Jedis come from, it seems that in a 2011 census for the Czech Republic, over 15,000 people listed their religion as Jedi.
Well, there you go.
So now, was it now
on,
you know.
Was it on the form or did they just write it in?
I don't know.
Under other.
I don't know. Let's see. What do you suppose Danny DeVito did before he became an actor?
He was a clown.
No.
No, but that's a good guess.
That is a good guess. Ty, any guesses?
I know what
he
did.
He was in that mental home with Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson showed up.
Wasn't he a salesman?
No, but there is a movie. There is a movie that if I, because I know what the answer is.
Well, he was a hairdresser for corpses.
Yes. Remember the movie?
Gross.
Remember the movie Bernie?
Yeah.
The funeral director.
Really? Wow.
Seems like a good job for a strange little man.
Yeah. Right.
Now here's something that I've got. These are conflicting figures because I was going to bring this up a little bit later in the show. Bill Gates plans to donate 95% of his $81.1 billion wealth to charity. That's about $77 billion. Later in the show, I'm going to tell you about what he has earned so far in 2016. Well, I'll just tell you now. In 2016, he's already earned $15 billion just this year alone, which makes his net worth, what makes him the richest person in the world
ever,
at $90 billion. That's his net worth.
Wow.
$90 billion. And now this article is saying that he plans on donating 95%.
And his kids will still have plenty of money.
He's still going to have billions of
dollars.
Right. That's pretty cool. It says more people are bitten each year in New York than by sharks.
By people in New York.
Yeah.
Than are bitten
by New Yorkers.
By sharks.
By sharks.
So New
Land
York.
Shark.
Yeah. New York is more dangerous to swim in.
Right.
Walking down the street than the ocean.
Everybody see the movie American Psycho?
Yes.
You know that's got Christian Bale in it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so who do you suppose he studied? Whose mannerisms did he study to prepare for the role as the psychotic killer?
Honestly, it seemed like Jim Carrey, but...
No, Tom Cruise.
That's funny.
Yeah. When two white-faced capuchin monkeys meet, they say hello by sticking their fingers into each other's noses.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Glad you said nose. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. The last dogs movie.
Dogs stick their noses in each other's butts.
Right. Yeah,
I figured
right.
it was going mm-hmm. somewhere there.
The mm-hmm. last movie ever rented hemisphere. At a corporate Blockbuster was This Is the End at a Story in Hawaii. A store in Hawaii.
A Blockbuster store in Hawaii.
This is one that I can't understand. This makes absolutely no sense at all. The Japanese created a smoke alarm for those who can't hear, which pumps super spicy wasabi mist into the air to alert them.
I guess if you're getting sprayed with wasabi on your skin and in your eyes, you already, run outside.
Already they're impaired. They can't hear. So now you're going to blind them.
Yeah. You're burning their eyes.
Does that mean...
Your dog is dead.
I guess they...
That's population control right there.
Yeah.
I thought those were kind of interesting. One of the things that happened this week was a historical flight from the United States to Cuba. That was kind of cool.
Yes.
Things are starting to happen in that regard. The first commercial flight between the U.S. and Cuba in more than half a century landed in the central city of Santa Clara on Wednesday morning.
Yep. And the tourism begins.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It was ruin that whole country.
Yeah, right. I know. Now's the time to go before it does get ruined. And there's a Starbucks on every corner and a McDonald's on every other corner. That'll really piss me off if they do that.
Yeah. It'll happen.
Yeah. Why do we do that?
I don't know. We feel like we have to...
A bunch of jerks.
Capitalist dogs.
Yeah, brand everything.
Says the passengers on this historic flight were mostly airline executives, U.S. government officials, and journalists with a sprinkling of Cuban-American families and U.S. travelers.
Ready to set up at McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah. Says all the passengers were given gift bags with Cuban cookbooks, commemorative luggage tags, and Cuban flags, which they were encouraged to wave.
How about a Cuban sandwich?
Or a cigar.
Yeah. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
Basically, this kicks off. They're going to start doing this flight. There's going to be flights every week now. And it says here the airlines that have been chosen to make these flights. I told you JetBlue, Alaskan Airlines, American Airlines, Delta, Frontier, Southwest, Spirit, and United. Those are the airlines.
Because Allegiant can't get that far.
They can't afford the gas to get there.
They don't want to be that far over the open ocean.
Terrible. That's absolutely bad. Terrible.
That's true, though.
It's probably true.
Yeah. let me look at this Bill Gates thing and see if there's anything. I told you that he made $15 billion since the start of this year. That's Bill Gates. And basically, it's because of his stock holdings in a Canadian National Railway and the Minnesota-based Ecolab. And, you have good stocks, it'll pay you.
You make good money.
$15 billion.
Well, it also helps be Bill Gates.
Right. How much money did he invest? $14 billion?
Well,
yeah, right.
Right.
Or 15 billion? Maybe he invested 30 billion and made 15.
Yeah.
There's,
Could be. Do we want to play Stump the Chump?
We can.
Let's do it. Do we have a theme?
Well, I'm
maybe
weird and wacky and what was it?
All of that.
Interesting facts. Mm-hmm. These are funny, hilarious, and stupid things.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, we will play our funny, hilarious, and stupid things version of Stump the Chump.
Thank you.
everybody, we are back. That is Blue Moon of Kentucky by the Brian Setzer Orchestra. A lot of you might remember Brian Setzer. He was the head guy, lead guy of the Stray Cats, a rockabilly band that was famous in the late 80s, early 90s. I used to always like the Stray Cats. I like rockabilly. And, you know, now he's awful in this new thing with the Brian Setzer Orchestra. I think that's great. I love it.
Very fun.
Blue Moon of Kentucky. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So are we ready to play Stump the Chump?
Let's do it.
Yes.
All right. Does everybody have their bell, the ringer, the hooter?
Yeah.
All right. Who's winning?
Me.
Okay.
I think I won last week.
I think
you
did.
No, I did, and I never got paid.
Oh, you did.
Okay. We don't do the pay thing.
Yeah, anymore. Remind me after the show. Your birthday is
Maybe
coming.
You don't.
Right. Okay.
Here we go.
In Virginia,
yes,
it is against the law for people to bribe anyone except who? Mark.
Paul Hunley.
No. Would you like the choices?
Yes.
Is it political candidates, the police, car salesmen, or health inspectors? Which one are you allowed to bribe legally in Virginia, Ty?
Health inspectors.
No. Hannah.
The police.
No.
Insurance salesman.
That wasn't that was even a choice.
Get out of here.
Candidates.
Political candidates.
Yes.
You are allowed to bribe political candidates.
Well, they bribe everybody.
In Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It is legal.
Do I get a point for that?
Yes, right. You do. Look at you go. Off to a good start.
Look,
Mark has won.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Who was it that said, too many of our imports are from abroad?
What's her name?
Ty.
Is that George Bush?
Yes, it
what?
Was.
He's not smart enough to figure that out.
Too many of our imports
Ty
are
or George.
From abroad. Mark has one, Ty has one. Hannah, we need you on the board.
Tilly just took her collar off. She's getting crazy in here.
Brutus took his off earlier. Yeah. I just saw his out in the living room. They're getting all naked in here. Speaking of getting naked.
That's it, I'm taking my pants off.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Standard condoms can keep for up to how long if stored in a cool, dark place?
I don't know. Give me options.
Ty.
20 years.
No.
A year. Just one.
No.
57 years.
No.
All right. Options.
All right. Ty?
12 years.
No. All right. The options are.
I don't keep them that long.
Stud.
Rolling through those. 6 months, 1 year, which we know is wrong, 4 years, or 6 years? Hannah.
Four.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Who knew? Good shelf life. So we are tied at one all.
What about those magnums? They last longer?
Because no, they're bigger?
No.
No? Or is it like the dogs? Because
Ty,
they're
you're
bigger.
Like you know.
Have you kept one for more than 4 years and tried to use it?
I haven't needed it.
Never grew into
Never
it.
Never grew into it.
Keeping it just in case.
Oh, boy.
Which will
Might
they get?
Have that lucky day.
One of these days.
Mm-hmm. Keep trying.
Gross.
Keep eating your spinach.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call everyone I know.
Yuck.
No. All
right.
Post it on Facebook.
Next. In New York, by law, the death penalty is required for what act? And I will give you the choices.
Being a dick.
Yeah. No, there are a lot of things. But anyway. Is it jumping off a bridge, jumping off a building, or jumping in front of a train? Hannah.
I'm going train.
No.
I'm
Mark.
Going all the above.
No. Well, one of them is correct.
Because they're all
no.
a suicide attempt.
Can you take the spread?
What?
Can you
take
the spread?
Well,
building. Building. Jumping off a building.
Jumping off a building.
Woo, 2 points for me.
Is punishable by death in New York.
If you survive.
If you survive. So, there you have it.
Okay.
I guess they come up and go, oh, you lived.
It's like a false safe.
Yeah.
You got problems, buddy?
Yeah, not anymore. Yeah. Where is it illegal to shoot a buffalo from a second story of a hotel room?
Arizona.
No.
Dallas.
That was a good guess.
What state would that be?
Texas.
Texas.
Yes, it is Texas. You are not allowed to shoot a buffalo from the second story of a hotel room.
Go down to the lobby.
I don't know if you go to the third floor, it's okay.
Third floor is okay.
Roof. Yeah.
Second floor, forget about
forget
it.
Forget about
don't
it.
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Too close to home.
Also in Texas.
Yes.
In Texas, criminals must give their victims what? A courtesy call. 24 hours advance written notice.
Yes.
A business card or a thank you note. Hannah.
Thank you.
No.
That would be great, though.
Yeah.
Any other guesses?
A business card.
No.
What was the first option?
Written letter or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ty.
Ridiculous.
Ty gets it. In Texas, criminals must give their victims 24 hours advance written notice.
And if you do...
I guess it's okay.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
If you're ever in Texas. shooting buffalo from any window but the second story
so
of a hotel.
So you could be a victim of a rape, and you could be in court, and the judge could go, look, not only were you dressed provocatively, but he gave you a note.
He gave you 24
what
hours.
What are you complaining about?
Threatened you about this last week.
In writing.
You had it coming,
sister. You were
sister.
Asking for it.
Yeah.
He dotted all the I's with smiley faces and hearts.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Where are we? Mark has 2. Ty has 2. Hannah has 2.
Boom.
We are tied at 2 all.
Okay, I'm serious.
A dog was arrested in Seville in 1983 for what? Was he arrested for public urination, handbag snatching, shoplifting, or jaywalking? Mark.
Shoplifting.
No.
Oh.
Hannah.
Purse snatching.
Yes.
All right.
The dog... stole a handbag and was arrested.
Do we have a winner yet?
Me.
Hannah has 3, so she's almost there. Everybody else has 2.
Mm.
Let's do one that I actually have the answers for. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Over a lifetime, the average person grows how much nose hair?
Mm.
Is it 3 feet, ooh, 5
wow.
feet, 7 feet, or 10 feet? Hannah.
I'm going 3.
No.
Oh.
Ty.
I'm going to go with a 5.
No.
Ooh.
Ew.
Ew. So Mark for the win. Nope.
10 feet.
No.
7 feet.
It is 7 feet.
Well, I think it's all a bunch of crap because even though since I've past the age of 45 and my nose hair is growing like nobody's business.
Yes, we know.
I still can't... What?
Huh?
I still can't imagine that 7 feet of nose hair is being produced in my proboscis.
Mm-hmm. Over a lifetime. If you put
yeah,
them
is
all
that,
together.
Is that one strand or is that like all of them? You know what I mean? All of
how
them
would they measure
all
that?
Of them.
You know?
If you took,
I don't know.
You measure one and then times it by how many are in there. You know, there you go. It's like 7 feet.
Now, I worked with a guy named Don. And if you collected all of his nose hair
it
and
would
put them together
around the globe.
Yeah, put them together end to end. They would
that
circumnavigate
is...
the globe.
At its widest circumference.
Yeah.
Okay, now Hannah still has 3. Ty has 2. Mark has 2. The world's busiest McDonald's is located in what city? Is it Moscow, Orlando, New York, or Tokyo? Wow, everybody rang at once. I'm going to go with Hannah.
Tokyo.
No.
Moscow. Oh.
New York.
No.
Moscow.
Yes. So Mark has three. Hannah has three. Ty has two.
This is
and we're hanging in.
This is where I take it, right here.
14% of Americans could not identify which country on a map. Brazil, Canada, America, or Australia? Hannah.
Brazil.
No.
Oh.
Ty.
Australia.
No.
Really?
Canada.
No.
Oh, come on.
14% of Americans cannot identify America.
Can we put them down?
They should be really? Put on the other side of the wall.
Right.
And they're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be the ones to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. I guarantee
it. It'll be tremendous.
Fabulous.
With my little
spectacular.
Hands.
Spectacular. It'll be amazing. Amazing.
Did you
the
see
the very best?
Did you see any of the pictures of Trump talking to the Mexican president?
No.
That guy is looking at Trump like, who the hell are you?
This piece of shit right here.
What?
I've never seen anybody look so cautious in my life. Like, don't get too close, man.
Yeah. By law, every citizen of Kentucky must do what annually?
Drink moonshine.
Eat KFC.
No. No.
Of Kentucky?
Of Kentucky. By law, every citizen must do what annually?
Go to a Kentucky basketball game.
No.
Participate in incest.
No.
Hmm.
It's more of a personal hygiene.
Oh, babe.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's
and,
40.
And that's,
wait a minute. Wait
that's
a minute.
A win
wait.
For Hannah.
Once a year?
By law, every citizen of Kentucky must take a bath once a year.
So do people from Kentucky consider if they've taken three, like they're like overachievers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, with taking a bath once a year,
right.
Hannah wins Stump the Chump.
Thank God Woo-hoo! Somebody won.
Yeah. Oh, well, somebody usually does, Mr. Patience.
Yeah, Mr. Patience, all right. Let's see. So, you all know who Elon Musk is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's the one that's trying to jump into space with SpaceX, and he's made...
No, he's just jumping.
He's just jumping. He's made all kinds of strides. He's actually successfully sent up a number of unmanned rockets that supply the International Space Station,
right.
That kind of thing. They've sent up a number of them that send up satellites, not only for the United States, but for different countries.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We've seen in the past where they have actually tried to save the booster rockets by safely landing them on a barge in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Which they have succeeded at.
They've done it, I think, once.
Other
times have been disasters. Yeah. Well, just yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. Yesterday, Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Thursday.
I
don't know. You
yesterday.
Know, we were all so. Her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Her meaned.
Right. This says Thursday.
Thursday. Okay.
Thursday, right.
Thursday
here.
Morning as we were
Ty,
preparing
I don't know if you saw
for
this
the
on Facebook,
landfall.
The explosion. Somebody posted it on Facebook, but it showed it. And when I saw it, I was like. Is that real? Is that real? Did that really just happen?
It Whoa. Didn't get as much news coverage here because of the weather.
Right. Mm. But anyway, I need that back. Oh, no, go ahead and keep it. I got it. I got my notes right here. But anyway, okay. You know, this happened yesterday. What they were doing is they were fueling it for a flight that was supposed to happen or a launch that was supposed to happen tomorrow.
Right.
So they were fueling this thing, and out of the blue, it just burst into flames and then exploded. What it was going to be carrying is a Israeli-made communication satellite to provide home internet for parts of sub-Saharan Africa.
Hmm. Now, I think that may have been sabotage.
Well, that's what Mom said.
I said the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little skeptical, and especially since it didn't get very much press. But then again, we were in the middle of a hurricane.
Right.
My question is, had they already loaded the satellite
on? I think so.
On?
Yeah.
Okay.
This article, I don't know that it actually said that, but I was under the impression that all of that equipment was lost as well.
That it was all already loaded.
Right. Yeah.
For the launch. Wow.
Yeah, but that's you know, that's one of those things where, you know, I don't know that there is an amount of money that you could pay me to ever be launched into space in a rocket.
No, not like that.
Mm-mm.
Well, I mean, any way they do it,
I don't know. I mean,
even like the space shuttle was. I mean, look, it's like a some sort of a plane looking thing, but it's strapped to those rockets.
See,
it's the rockets
I want
that
more
explode.
Of like a Star Wars kind of thing.
Yeah, I do too. I want to be able to just be sitting on the ground in a big disc and it just...
Off we go. Nothing exploding about it.
Right. I just, you know,
how you want it all to be electric like the cars?
Yeah. Well, it just seems like there's so many things that can go wrong. You're dealing with all of that super flammable, super explosive gas
to a
and
bomb.
Stuff like that. And you're right, you're strapped to a bomb. I just don't understand. I mean, you've got to be desperate to get into space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I just can't even imagine. I want to be teleported.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. You know, I think that's the best way to go.
Just beam me up. I'm not looking to be riding this rocket anywhere.
Yeah, but what if all your particles don't come back together in the right order? You know, your nose is on your chest and...
Well, if it blows up, all your parts are going to be...
mangled anyway.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So, six of one, half dozen of the other.
Yeah, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I just... to me, that's frightening. And, you know, that's one of the things that Elon Musk and SpaceX is looking at in the future is, you know, right now it's... you know, they're sending up supplies and things like that and satellites. But before long, they're hoping, NASA is hoping that they're going to get their act together and be able to send up, you know, replacement astronauts.
Right.
To man the space station.
Mm-hmm. That'd be neat.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Seems frightening to me.
The whole thing seems frightening to me.
Right.
You know, after what was that movie? Mars? What was the name of that movie?
The Martian.
The Martian.
Yeah.
The whole space and the nothingness and.
Now, one of the things I heard earlier this week, and I didn't really see anything more about it. I heard it, and I wasn't even sure if I was hearing it correctly. But you know, over the last few years, or maybe even longer than that, we've been sending signals out into deep space.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, forever.
We've been. That happened. That was a long
time
ago. In the
70s, they started that.
We had a response.
What?
Yeah, from like 9 galaxies away, something like that. We have a response. And they're thinking that something of higher intelligence was able to respond to our signal. Now, that's what I heard. I haven't seen anything written about it. You know, I didn't see anything on Yahoo. I didn't see anything. You didn't give me anything.
I gave you the wrong paper.
You gave me the funny stuff instead of that. So
it's like 96 million light years away. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And people are skeptical. It could be anything.
It could have bounced off some space junk, right?
Right. There's speculation that it's our own signal coming back. Oh, we've got all kinds of space junk up there.
It shouldn't be that far out, though.
We're complete litter bugs, and
I've heard that Stephen Hawking is not a big fan of this whole thing.
No,
he's like, no.
You don't know who's listening.
Let's not poke the bear.
Right.
We don't know what we're saying.
We don't know what we're saying. We don't know who's going to receive it. We don't know what kind of attitude they're going to have when they do get it.
Yeah. And they could be
of much higher intelligence than us.
Well, and they could be desperate for air or water
and just come take all ours.
Whatever right. resource we have here.
With connections to radical Islam, we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISIS. Who's to tell?
Who's to tell? Anyway, earlier in the show, I mentioned that one of the things that we're going to start doing is playing some local musicians. And these are musicians that, as far as I know, have not to this point gotten a lot of airtime on radio stations. And I think this is a great opportunity for them to get some, even though this is internet radio.
Right. Well, and they've submitted their music to RadioSaintPete.com.
Right.
For which we... at RadioSaintPete.com broadcast local music right. from 7 to 10 p.m. most nights of the week.
So that's going to happen. And then Joe Bordeaux, the head honcho, decided that it might be a good idea because I volunteered to play some on our show because we always play music.
Right.
So I'm excited about it because if this does work out, not only are they going to get some exposure, but we're also going to get some exposure to the, I guess, the whole music scene.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Locally.
So, you know, they'd get more airtime if they were better at answering their emails.
Right. This first,
maybe they have jobs like right. the rest of us.
This first song I'm going to play for you this evening is, it's called Interdimensional Disco Balls. And if you have never written out the word interdimensional, it seems like it goes on forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the longest word in the English language. But like I say, it is called Interdimensional Disco Balls, and it's done by a band called Dead is the Cat, and I'll play it for you right now.
We'll be right back.
Okay, everybody, we are back. That is Interdimensional Disco Balls by Dead is the Cat. Now, if I made a mistake, because Steph pointed out to me that she thought that maybe the song is called Dead is the Cat and the band is called Interdimensional Disco
Balls.
They
heard that.
They heard that.
Okay.
They heard that conversation.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure that it was the other way around.
I was not quick enough on the button.
Okay. Sorry, everybody. Well, listen, I am sorry, but we did play your song. I like it. I really like it. I was playing the air guitar. I play two, usually. Talented that way. But the... I like it. It seems like, what does that remind you of? It reminds me of, it's almost like it could be used like, promotionally. It's almost like a motivational music behind like a business meeting or something, you know, like their slide presentation. You know?
Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? Didn't it seem like that? Yeah. I liked it though.
Yoga video.
Yeah. I like it. I think it's very good, very strong. Musically, the musicians seem to be tight. Mm-hmm. Very tight.
Tight.
Anyway, I like the
computers.
Interdimensional disco balls. Dead is the Cat, or vice versa.
Or, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to go ahead and play the other one?
Yes.
Well, let's do that.
Let's go ahead and turn the mics off this time.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Leave Dad's on so he can tell you who we're listening
this
to.
This one is MLK Tribute Part 2 by Illicit. And I like this one. This is very good. Very powerful message. We'll be right back.
Still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream.
Illicit.
I have a dream. One day,
MLK Day,
this nation will rise up.
And this is in tribute. Listen. Toast to the good times, blackout drinking through the horrific, not ideal, wish it wasn't realistic. In the company of a pretty mixed vixen, always had this thing for trying to be what they were missing. Ready for whatever's next, whether we sever, tether, endeavor together, I'd never beg her, but the couple of forevers has a pleasant ring. Though as a queen, you should cease doing peasant things. Forget the blue suede shoes, I can't be the king, sleeping on the speech, and they still fail to see the dream. Wow. And I could leave it at that, but you don't hear me from the heated leather seats in the lack, vibing like who beat is that? My brother Crispy, in fact, ROI is in the red, we need to see it in black. Too real, other than hardly earning wages from turning phrases, we straight. Sample the music we make, decide for yourself if we on the path to be great, or if we better off fighting and bringing Diddy cheesecake. Keep it rocking, man, for Pete's sake. We are on a roll like diligent people studying on spring break. Prepping for the next phase, even more teary-eyed goodbye, standing on jetways, walking the line between time of my life and teens, needing a pop to lean on, and me telling them be strong. Lord knows I don't do it for me, trying to be a good example because they do what they see. So with the glass in my hand too much, true enough, I let them know I ain't perfect, don't expect me to maneuver as such. I'm supposed to nurture their talents, give them opportunities and challenge, yes. Encourage them to do for themselves, learn balance, yes. Teach them fear isn't real, same time gut feeling so valid. Maybe this is my dissertation, more complicated when you understand enlisted is what I majored in. Minor street contact, mama thinking no saving them, praying God change my direction, I ricocheted and then began a long road that brought me to the present. Good times, no James, mom Florida Evans, fast forward it now, a current Florida veteran, rebel flags flying used to it as a resident. Martin preached, lift every voice and sing. Others preach, lift every fist and swing. And I'm right between those two extremes. Mucus from crying, no blood from nearly dying, his nose blew with streams. Not sure peace is feasible, cause conflict is a catalyst for change. Imagine the slaves happy and rattling chains. Absurd, yet too many scurry back to the same. Think about it.
Transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream. One day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Okay, that cut off awful quick, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Huh.
Yeah.
Didn't have a little fade out. Anyway, that is MLK Tribute Part 2. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I like that.
Mom and I, when we were trying to reach out to this person,
We found his,
like, I guess his Facebook page, and we saw a video of him actually recording this. And he's got almost like a walk-in closet in his house that he's got set up like a studio.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool studio.
And it, very cool. One of the things I liked is that right before he started singing or on his way into the studio, he put on a hoodie that said Virginia is for lovers. So I'm guessing that he is a fellow Virginian.
Or has some family or
something.
Tie.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I'd like to hear MLK Tribute Part 1.
Yeah.
It's very good. I like it. I think it's very good.
Huey Freeman approves.
I really like the background music beat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's very cool. It's very, I don't know, it's kind of haunting a little bit.
Right.
I like it. Very good.
Very good.
Yep. And hey, look, if you guys want to, you can still reach out to us anytime you want. You can call us during the show if you want, 727-498-0502. We'd be glad to talk to you about your stuff.
Right. Or message us on Facebook or at MarcoRadioShow.com.
Yes.
There are several ways to get in touch with us.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to hear from you.
Yes, we would.
As well as other local artists.
Yep. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
Keep them coming.
We love it.
Yep. All right, let's talk about my jerks.
Ooh, with plural.
Of the week.
Plural.
Mm-hmm. Hailing from St. Petersburg.
Uh-oh.
38-year-old Rodney Jermaine Evans made a drug deal with an undercover detective while his child sat on his lap.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Investigators said he sold about 1.1 ounces of spice or synthetic marijuana to an undercover officer for $60.
Wow.
Rodney faces charges of child abuse and sale of or delivery of a controlled substance.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, you know, leave the kids at home.
Yeah.
Go out and sell your stuff.
Well, and spice, really?
Right.
Yeah. Spices and that stuff. Isn't that like the stuff that makes you a zombie?
I don't know. That's
kind of.
That was the catnip stuff.
Oh, right. That they've banned
from
all the stores because that was the one that was legal to buy.
Right.
Oh, I see.
That's the one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess what? 1.1 ounces, $60.
Well,
how's that compared to like an ounce of marijuana?
That's pretty good.
I don't know.
It's pretty cheap, huh?
Yeah.
Not pretty bad.
I don't
know. Marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Ounce could be about 100 or 2.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
How would you know that?
I do a lot of research.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Word on the street.
Word on the street.
Yes.
Yep.
Well, I work in a pretty poppin' place.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I hear all the lingo.
As long as you don't know how much the flocka costs, I think you'll be okay.
Stay away from that flocka. Let's see. Right here in Treasure Island.
Oh, no.
50-year-old transient Tracy Briley was seen performing oral sex on a woman at a boardwalk off Gulf Boulevard.
Nice.
What? That sounds like Treasure Island.
Whoa. Yeah.
When an officer arrived, the man, Tracy Briley, said he was an emergency responder and had to assist the female as it was his duty.
Oh,
nice.
That's right.
Did he have his badge?
Nice.
Oh, you're gonna love this. He said, "Look, man, I'm homeless. Where else am I gonna have sex?"
Ugh.
Now, this whole conversation, the woman is dressed. She got her clothes on. He's standing there with his pants down the entire conversation.
Nice. Oh no.
It's beautiful.
Briley now faces a charge of lewd and lascivious exhibition.
Unbelievable.
Said that he was spotted having this oral exchange on the boardwalk by a grandfather and his 3-year-old grandson.
Oh no.
That's hysterical.
Man. You never know.
Jerks of the week, everybody.
Jerks of the week.
Right. Let's see. Oh, you know, I wanted to do a quick tribute to Toots Thielman.
Right.
Man.
Well,
you mentioned it.
Yeah.
Quick.
Toots Thielman is a classic, one of the best harmonica players that's ever played the harmonica, and he passed away this past week at the age of 94, I Goodness. Believe he was.
Wow.
And he's played with all the greats.
Played too many songs.
You know, let me, as I'm talking about this, let me go ahead and
boot him up.
I'm booting it. Here it is right here.
Booting.
Mr. Harmonica.
Keep this quiet and then I'll.
What do they call that? Another name
for the harmonica?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Oh, I do know
correct.
What you're talking about.
Oh. No, they. In fact, they had it at Seminole Music, but yeah. I can't.
Toots Thielman was born John Baptiste Thielman, and he's from Belgium. And he was the unchallenged master of jazz harmonica. He played with jazz giants like Charlie Parker, Miles Davis, Ella Fitzgerald, Dizzy Gillespie, Quincy Jones, Paul Simon, and Gilberto Gil. This is some of his work right here. Fantastic. He bought his first harmonica as a teen after watching a James Cagney movie in which a prisoner was playing the harmonica while awaiting the electric chair. That's kind of cool.
80 years ago? Almost?
A long time ago. I mean, James Cagney movies haven't been out for a long time.
Well, he said he was 15. He was 94 when he died.
Yeah, 94. He died last week at the age of 94 in his his home in Belgium. So, but this is a guy that played with all the greats. And just a great harmonica player.
Yeah, it looks easy, but it isn't.
No, look. I had one for a while. I kind of got to the point where I could play a mean Oh Susanna.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
You were very good at Oh Susanna, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was your claim to fame.
That's it. Yeah. Oh Susanna. Anyway, let me go ahead and... farewell, Toots. Toots Thielman.
Toots Thielman.
Everybody.
Thanks for your contribution.
Thanks for your contribution to great music.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're getting down to the end of the show, and one of the things that I like to do before the end of every show is I like to leave you with some things to think about. And a lot of these I get out of my all-time favorite magazine, The Week magazine. Which is so fantastic.
It's tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Let me read this one for you. There is only one thing in the world worse than being talked about, and that is not being talked about.
Ah.
That was by a quote by Oscar Wilde.
Ah. It sounds like Oscar Wilde.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The next one says, only by going too far can one go far enough.
Oh.
I like that one, too. And that was by artist...
A rapist.
Artist Francis Bacon.
Horrible. Get your mind out of the gutter, Ty.
The next one says, to say nothing, especially when speaking, is half the art of diplomacy. That was by historian William Durant.
Ah, I think our politicians have that down pat.
Mm-hmm. And then these last two are... I did not get these out of the Week magazine, but I saw them on Facebook and I liked them. Ty, you may have seen them too. It says, if I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong. I like that one. And then it says, since light travels faster than sound, some people appear bright until you hear them speak.
Yep.
Ah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. And it says, those last two are paraprosdachians. A literary term for a sentence with an unexpected or surprising ending.
Ah.
So, see, you always learn something right here on the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Very nice.
Here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
Uh-huh. All right, so we are down to the end of our program this evening. Hannah Claire, do you have anything that you would like to add before we go? Any news? Any new promotions? Any new boyfriends?
No.
Do you want to show us your artwork? What did you make over there?
I made a squiggly line thing.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, very cool.
That is cool.
Very nice.
Wow.
I mean, it's not good for radio, but that's
spectacular.
That's
pretty
cool.
It's pretty great.
It's tremendous.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's what the walls going to look like. Mm-hmm. So.
This is a 3-day weekend.
Yes.
You're working all weekend, I'm guessing?
Yes, I am.
Good for you.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie, it's a 3-day weekend for us.
Happy Labor Day to everyone.
Absolutely.
And keep in mind.
Get out there and labor.
Do not drink and drive
this
weekend.
No.
There will be be a lot of checkpoints.
I saw that advertised on the news yesterday, and I believe again this morning on the news.
Be smart.
They will be everywhere, and they will be watching you.
Yes. Be smart, be safe, and have a great three-day weekend.
Ty Ginn, I'm assuming you will be working the entire weekend as well?
Yep.
Happy Labor Day, buddy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Labor day.
Any other news?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell us how you were getting that chin hair to be so luxurious?
Just being me.
Just being you.
Just being you.
All right. Well, I don't really have anything that I need to add other than I am so glad it stopped raining.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad for a three-day weekend.
Goodbye, Hermine.
Goodbye, Hermine, you mean bitch.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I will thank you not to do that again.
You pissed all over our parade.
Yeah.
For 3 days. Anyway. All right, if there's nothing else, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
All right, everybody, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We love talking to you every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. We look forward to speaking to you again next week.
See you Friday.
All right, everybody get up and stand up.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. You don't know what life is really worth. Is it all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Sky. Take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours on earth. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Jump.
Get up, stand up.
Jump, jump.
Stand up for your rights.
Sick and tired of your ism, schism game. Dine and go to heaven in Jesus' name, Lord.
That's it.